Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 296 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 21st is reflect on your dream for your life. Whether you are living your dream or still working towards it, what excites you about your dream? What is meaningful about your dream? What is terrifying about your dream? What has been humiliating about chasing your dream? Why is this an adventure worth taking? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of pursuing your dreams. When we face the challenge of pursuing our dreams, there is no reward without the risk. And oftentimes we want to see the top of the staircase that we are trying to climb. But most of the time, we're only able to see the step directly in front of us. And sometimes we can't even see that next step. This is where faith comes in. But it's also about understanding what the pursuit of our dreams is really for. As we talked about yesterday, there is a difference between our primary vision of who we want to be and our secondary vision of what we want to do, where we want to be, and even the timeline of when we want things to happen. But the pursuit of our dreams of our secondary vision simply provides us with the test. The test provides us with some tension and something to strive for. And it can give us feedback on how far we've come and how far we still have to go on our journey. The test is not about whether we have made it to the external destinations of what, where, and when. The test is all about our growth into our greatest potential as a human being. And in order to enter the realm of greatness, we need to experience both edges of a double-edged sword. The excitement that burns within us about the possibilities for who we can be and what we can do. But we also need to experience the terror of stepping out of our comfort zone, of putting ourselves out there and exposing our light to the world. And we must take action that is sometimes going to result in mistakes, failures, and humiliation. But it's all part of it. Because no one who has lived with greatness and made an impact on the world has done it without experiencing some terrifying moments and some humiliation along the way. And when I look back on some of the most rewarding experiences in my life, walking onto my college basketball team, having the courage to speak to a beautiful girl who would eventually become my wife, enrolling in a master's program two different times to further my education when my plate was already full, taking a new teaching job in a different school district at the beginning of this year. They were some of the most challenging, sometimes terrifying times, and they included mistakes and sometimes humiliation along the way. So if this is what the pursuit of our dreams is all about, then I need to, you need to, we need to focus on taking action every day to pursue our dreams, because it's about growing into the person we were created to be, which includes a potential that we have no clue how big it really is. And the growth we need to become that person comes in spite of our emotions of excitement, our feelings that terrify us, and the achievements and humiliation that come along the way. So how about you? Can you reflect on your dream for your life, whether you are living your dream or still working towards it? What excites you about your dream? What's meaningful about your dream? What's terrifying about your dream? What has been humiliating about chasing your dream? And why is this an adventure worth taking? It sounds so simple, but it's a lot harder than it sounds, because every day, we let opportunities slip by to pursue our dreams. As teachers and coaches, we are sometimes so focused on helping others pursue their dreams that we forget about something that burns deep within us that we want to do. But we don't need to get down on ourselves or feel shame. We just need to get moving. And the pursuit of our dreams can take many different shapes, including creating something, overcoming adversity, or developing stronger relationships and deeper connections with the people in our lives. But if we will simply have the courage to get out of our comfort zone and pursue our dreams, we will increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.